Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government has confirmed Ireland will vote against the contentious Mercosur trade deal between the EU and South American countries. Member states are due to vote on signing the deal later today. If approved, it will still need to pass through the European Parliament. To discuss this, we're joined by Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency, and Kieran Mullooly, Independent Ireland MEP for Midlands North West. Dan O'Brien, to you first. Your reaction to the news that Ireland has opted, that the government has opted to reject and to vote against this deal?
It's amazement, frankly, Shane. The debate in recent days would give the impression that we were back in the 1950s, a failed economy with only agriculture to sustain us. You know, the truth is that we're one of the most successful trading countries in the world. More opportunities for trade are clearly something that our companies can take advantage of. Mercosur opens up a market of almost 300 million people. We don't have a huge amount of trade with those countries in Mercosur, and there's an opportunity now to do that. It makes it much easier to do business down there. Yet nobody's talking about that, and that's what the government should be talking about. It should be talking about the future. It should be talking about opportunities, diversification. None of that has been discussed, and the government is taking the view that one very small vested interest, an important industry, but a very, very small one, one that could disappear completely without even causing much of a blip for the rest of the economy. And that is what the focus has been on. That is not what governments should do. They should focus on national interest, not the interests of small vested interest groups. And it's been, you know, in multiple ways, this is going to be negative for Ireland. But on the positive side, we're going to be in 5 years' time, nobody's going to be talking about Mercosur. There'll be benefits from it. All of the catastrophizing by the industry will be shown to have been totally exaggerated. So that's the upside, but the downside of this is it clearly shows the government is not able to focus on the national interest.
Okay, Dan, stay with us. I want to bring in Kieran Mullooly, Independent Ireland MEP for Midlands North West. Kieran, are the government and people like yourself, are you missing the broader picture? Are you missing the national interest here?
Good morning, Colm. Firstly, I'd like to welcome the Taoiseach's... Firstly, I'd like to welcome the Taoiseach's decision and he's seen sense. And I'm only issue really first and foremostly, and that's the issue of public health. We have established in the European Parliament and in the European Commission over the course of the last 18 months the presence of very, very serious and very dangerous illegal animal growth promoters in Brazilian beef. This is not anymore a matter of speculation. Last week, as your viewers will, your listeners will know, thanks to the independent journalism of the Farmers Journal, Adam Woods, 127 kilos of meat came into this country through the so-called system to protect Irish consumers. In that meat, Shane, there was a drug called estradiol. It's carcinogenic, it's banned in Europe, and it went into the food chain. Now, I would say the first interest of any government should be to ensure the public health is first and foremost in their minds. And obviously, it is a matter of serious concern to me and to most consumers, whether you're in Dublin or in Tullamore or in the Midlands or in any part of the country today, that a carcinogenic food item would be on the shelf and unfortunately has been consumed already in this country.
Okay. Dan, how about that issue of public health, that should be first and foremost for government?
Labelling. Nobody will be forced to buy Brazilian beef. You put a label on the thing, people go in, they make their own decisions. Okay, I'm a believer in letting people be grown-ups and make decisions for themselves. If the stuff is labelled, and it has to be, if it's labelled from Brazil and anyone has any concerns about that, nobody is going to force you to buy it. Buy the Irish beef, don't buy the Brazilian beef. Simple as that.
Kieran Mullooly, is that not a way around this?
Regressively, the labelling system is not there to back up what you're talking about. So I'll give an example. In the south of Ireland in particular at the moment, there is a product called corned beef, which has been presented down there. On the outside of the proper, I'm not going to mention the brand, but on the outside of the actual wrapper, it clearly refers to the product being coming from an Irish producer. Coming from an Irish producer. When you read the small print on the label, and it's a hell of a struggle to get to that small print, you see it was actually Brazilian beef. And this is the difficulty for the consumer. This is the reason that we must take all steps at this stage to ensure that Brazil gets its act together. I'm not against trade with Brazil. I want to see them get their act together. And I think it is possible. I want to see the pharmaceutical companies in my constituency trading with South America, with the actual Mercosur countries. It is going to be a bit of a struggle now. Let's be straight about that too, because we know Ireland, as has been said already by Dan, Ireland is the 17th biggest trading partner outside of the EU with the Mercosur countries. So we're a long way off. I think our economic exposure to Mercosur is limited, really, compared with other regions. And that's because of the logistics, the trading situation, not to mention the language issues which will arise. So I think the urgency of the deal is overstated, in my opinion, from a business perspective.
Okay. Dan O'Brien, final word to you.
Just Deputy Mullooly's point about safety and consumer protection. Totally agree with that. But the corollary of what the Deputy is saying is that really Ireland needs to ban imports of any imported food. The only way we can fully control what goes into food here is that we ban all imports of food. Now, that is just nobody really is suggesting that. So I think this whole thing that you get one example of something going wrong, which means that you should never have any food from that particular country. You could say the same thing. There have been all sorts of food scandals within Europe. You could say, let's ban food from wine from Austria or whatever, wherever there's been a problem. That is just not a realistic proposition. So I think that argument to say we should not have trade. The corollary of that is that we should really stop imports of any food whatsoever.
Kieran Mullooly, last word to you.
Yeah, just to come back on that, and I suppose again to give an illustrative example of why that doesn't have to be the case. There is a Canadian trade agreement which has not had any major significant consequences, as far as I'm concerned, for beef in the EU. And why? Because the reason is the volume of beef, the quota, is less than 50,000 tonnes, and this has never been filled. And you know why, Shane? Because they cannot meet the EU standards on the banned hormones being used in beef production. So it hasn't become an issue because the system being put in place by the Canadians is up to scratch. They are putting a system in place to assure us of safe and high quality meat coming forward.
Can we not do the same in Europe?
Well, unfortunately, the events of last week have proven we cannot do it in the abattoirs of Brazil. And regrettably, our auditors from the European Commission were not able to stop 127 kilos coming into the shelves in Ireland and providing a carcinogenic
product. They did discover
it,
though, didn't they?
Well, as somebody said yesterday, that is little consolation to somebody who's eaten the meat, Shane.
Okay, we will leave it there. Kieran Mullooly, Independent Ireland MEP from Midlands Northwest. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist with The Currency. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I have to say, I started off when we were first discussing Mercosur. I was on the farmer's page. I do believe in protecting the food industry here. I do believe that our beef is wonderful, all that sort of stuff. But I have been persuaded by the economic arguments that I was wrong and that, in fact, the better course for Ireland would be if Mercosur goes through.
I would just make one point in this. Forget which side you're on, because like we heard both sides very well put by Dan and Kieran there. But isn't it amazing that in the entire Dáil Éireann, what is it, 170-something TDs, there isn't one TD in favour of this deal? That scares me, I have to say. And that, to me, shows vested interest. And I don't mean that in a pejorative sense. Farmers are entitled to lobby. That's
Farmers should lobby for their own best interest, and they're perfectly entitled
to do it. But not one TD is going for the common good, because I think all economists say this deal is good for Ireland. Not one TD is doing that.
Says something, doesn't it, about our...
I find that scary, Ciara. And then we wonder
populism,
why
populism, cowardice.
Cowardice. That's what it is. It's absolute political cowardice, and then we wonder why we can't solve the housing crisis. I have to say, I despair.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.